Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It may not be that scientific, but if I can get to this point and start the radio show and still have half of my coffee jug remaining, it's still half full, not half empty. We don't play that. Homie, don't play that. It's half full. The fact that, well, that and the fact that there's salt all over the counter in here. And the one time I think, you know what? I don't need to clean it today. It'll be all right. And then there's salt everywhere. Somebody was eating salt at the console. But that was a distraction. Don't get distracted by the shiny object, Amy. So yes, coffee. Can you hear the ice? It's still juggling around in there because I only drink iced coffee even when there is spring snow. Even when it is middle of winter and the temps are, I don't know, -5. At one time I was standing outside on a train platform in January and it was -5. That was even without wind chills. So it was -5 degrees and I didn't even have to wait 10 minutes to get on the train. But by the time the train pulled into the station, the coffee was frozen in my mug.
Nice and cold.
Nice and cold. Spoken like a true New Englander. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, coffee jug. See, it's not a mug anymore. Now it's a jug. I have graduated to jugs. I need more than just your simple 8-ounce mug. But now that it's half full and I've still got plenty of coffee for these next 2 hours, we're in a good spot. That means you're in a good spot. I still see answers coming in, by the way, for the final 4 ice cream flavors. As I said to you this time last night, or maybe a few hours into the show, I am seriously concerned about the number of you that have put mint chocolate chip, a green dyed ice cream, into your final 4. But many of you love it. You dig it. Can you dig it? Oh, that's also from Warriors. Apparently, that's what I've heard, that Shaquille O'Neal says, "Can you dig it?" And it comes from the Warriors, which is cool, I suppose. A couple of iconic lines. I'll still take Star Wars iconic lines for 200, Alex, but otherwise, I'm learning a lot about this movie. People are telling me it's available on Paramount Plus. I don't know. It might be a while. I think I probably should watch Godfather before I watch Warriors.
How long is it? Do we know?
No idea. But it was a movie from the 70s, right?
I believe, yeah.
So because of that, I can't imagine. These days, movies go 3 hours and it's considered standard and typical. But back then, most movies were shorter, I think. Don't ask me where I got that from. I feel like that's the case. I have a gut instinct that that's the case.
It's actually got really good reviews.
Well, you go back and watch it and let me know what you think.
I might. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, Warriors are not playing tonight, but the Celtics were looking for best record in the NBA to clinch that. Obviously, that would mean top seed in the East. So we will get to the Celtics against one of the top teams in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder. It did not play out like that on court. Narrator, it was not close. Let's see. Milwaukee's still struggling. Meanwhile, the Lakers are playing some of their best basketball of the year. That's all fine and well and good. But is anybody concerned about the UConn Huskies, who haven't yet been able to take off from, well, Connecticut, presumably. Maybe, just maybe, they're flying out of Boston. Stores is actually not in Hartford, though I would say that's probably the closest airport. It needs to be an airfort with the snow and the wind and the rain. It's like a redux of winter, especially the farther north that you go. So Dan Hurley an hour ago tweeted, "Wheels not up." Oh, dear. Anyway, so they were already stuck because of plane issues and had pushed their flight back to 11:37 Eastern time. And then at 1:05 a.m. Eastern time, he tweets, "Wheels not up." Now, I don't think they can hold the Final Four without the defending champs, so I think we're going to be okay. But yeah, he has such a dry sense of humor. It's funny stuff. But UConn, even if it's finally taken off, that team plane is not yet to Phoenix. Everybody else in the basketball world, well, men's basketball world, is in Phoenix. But not the Huskies. That includes, by the way, John Calipari. He was there to greet Devin Booker courtside before the game between the Suns and the Cavaliers. It's essentially a coaches' convention at these two Final Four sites. So all the women's coaches end up, they do clinics, they do meetings, they have Division 1, 2, 3 type of organizational meetings. Almost all the coaches for both men's and women's end up at the Final Four sites. So it's neat for them to get together after the stress of a season before they get heavy into recruiting again and catch up with old friends and watch hoops and all that jazz. But as for Dan Hurley and the Huskies, they'll be fashionably late. So we'll do a little basketball, of course. Oh, and don't shoot the messenger, but golf is like a mini drama that needs to play out on Broadway. Can we possibly get these dudes on Broadway in tights? That'd be funny, actually, men in tights. They're now talking about how this PGA Live split is ruining the game of golf.
Hit Live.
Nope, Rory's not saying that anymore. He has changed his tune. And he's not the only one. John Rahm, same thing. Didn't John Rahm just go to Live? But without a merger, even with a merger, they're starting to notice the ratings and the fan support are waning. That's not good for a sport that already has had its challenges. But now, kind of going through what I feel is very similar to what NASCAR went through, say, I don't know, about 15 years ago when there was an economic downturn, 08, 09-ish, that area, and fans couldn't afford the tickets to go to races anymore. There were a bunch of other changes in the sport in terms of format. Also turned out that a bunch of the top names either retired or moved on, and the sport became it went from being number two spectator sport in the country in terms of TV ratings to a niche. And I love NASCAR. But yeah, it became, priced out fans in a lot of ways, but it became much more on the outskirts, on the outside. And golf has had a really good run. up until the time at which Tiger Woods was no longer a regular because of his injury. So this is post everything that happened with his family. But once he had the accident and was dealing with all the back injuries, all that stuff, golf has really struggled. And now this is making it worse. And so don't shoot the messenger. That's me. But a lot of the top golfers in the game are opening up about the fact that LIV and PGA Tour need to get their rears in gear. Wait till you hear. From the baseball diamond, a bunch of what we call them MVP candidates. How about just recent MVPs? A bunch of big bats finally get off the schneid and clock their first home runs of the season. Although, I'm not sure if you've noticed the baseball schedule, but it seems like half the games are canceled every day, or postponed, I guess, would be the proper term, because the weather. But Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, and a few others getting their first home runs of the season on Wednesday. It was Wednesday, right? Yes. Yes, it was Wednesday. Hope you survived your hump day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I actually did survive the hump show and then the hump day. Little bit nervous about driving home in what was a veritable monsoon that turned into, holy cow, a storm that not only is dumping buckets of water, at least in the New York City area, and I know the Eastern Seaboard kind of below Southern Connecticut, they do have snow. You do have snow in New England, and many parts of the upper Midwest have snow, and I am supremely jealous. Write it down. I'd rather have snow any day. But I was dealing with rain, 60-mile-per-hour winds, got to the grocery store, and got home. Oh, with a detour. My goodness. The exit off the highway that went into my neighborhood had a bad accident. It's a clover leaf at my exit, my town. And apparently, a car took one leaf of the clover too quickly and ended up in the woods. So it's tree-lined and there's woods, not just in the middle, but all around the clover leaf, outside of the highway that drives through it, obviously. But they had it closed, so I had to go into the next town and then take a detour and come back into my neighborhood, again, all in the pouring down rain and wind, because a car, and I don't know what happened, I just saw the news, had skidded off this exit ramp right into the woods. Gosh, that's scary, but a lot of people hydroplaning, and then with the winds, you've got different traffic and driver restrictions. So it was dicey coming into work. I know we spoke with a Wisconsin listener who said he was dealing with 8 inches of snow last night, and I'm sure many of you are dealing with other weather challenges too. Again, the upper Midwest, the Northeast, New England, all having to deal with snow. I'm sorry. I know I love snow, but it probably isn't what you want in April. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Love to hear from you. If you want to send your Final Four ice cream flavors, better late than never. I did not buy ice cream at the store for the express reason that I was nervous that I might get home. Well, that I might get stuck trying to get home, that I might get home with melted ice cream because I had an issue with my tires. But thankfully, they appeared to be okay. The tire light is off now after we put air in the tires, so that's nice. I guess maybe the temperature fluctuations had caused them to be losing their air. I don't know anything about cars, really, so I just know when I need to get my oil changed, which actually happens on Thursday, so I'll ask him about the tires. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Also today, or just a few hours ago, I don't even think they played 10 seconds before the Devils and the Rangers. I don't even think they were on the ice for 10 seconds lined up before the Devils and Rangers had an all-out brawl. And this is not a baseball benches clearing conversation. This is an actual fight. 8 different guys got kicked out. They didn't even play a minute of the game. 8 guys See ya. Hit the showers. I hope you got a good workout in when you were warming up, because that's all you get. No game for you, baby. That's not really what you want when you're this close to the playoffs. Oh, my goodness. I guess it doesn't matter for the Devils. Maybe the Devils are, in fact, playing Devils, and they just want to ruin the Rangers' chances of competing for the Stanley Cup. Maybe they were just playing instigators. Instigator Devils. Trying to make life as difficult as possible for the Rangers as they pursue the top seed in the East. How do you feel about that, Producer Jay? Knowing, by the way, that it was the Devils that knocked the Rangers out of the playoffs last year.
I hated the whole thing.
I think there's bad blood.
Oh, there's always bad blood. I mean, both teams could be terrible. Both teams could be amazing. One team could be awful. One team could be amazing. There's always going to be bad blood in that rivalry. It's just how it is.
More so than with the Islanders?
Probably not.
I don't know much about the New York hockey rivalries.
Yeah, probably not, but close. Similar.
But for years, the Devils have been terrible. I mean, they had a really good stretch where they, well, going back a couple decades, where they were terrific. But they've been the gum on the bottom of the NHL shoe for quite a while until the last couple of years.
Yeah, they have. And they were supposed to be, they were Stanley Cup contenders supposed to be at the beginning of this year. They just had a miserable season. So now I guess they're saving grace to the years to try to injure the Rangers on the way out.
Yes, that seems like the ploy. Just kidding. I don't know if that was actually the case. Are you pretending then that the Rangers had nothing to do with it?
Oh, no, they, Matt Rempe, they were all about it. I don't know why they were all about it, but they were. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
It does seem like a waste of time. It seems like a true waste of time and energy. And also, that's not how you gear up for the playoffs. So we'll get to that because, you know, you all want to talk hockey, so let's go. Stanley Cup playoffs are nearly upon us. But straight ahead, this is what I woke up to. If you did not see my tweet, you're going to have to check it out. 8 Law Radio. I still am not sure I get it, although I do really, really enjoy the speculation about why Stephon Diggs is no longer a Buffalo Bill. How are you? How are you, Buffalo? The theories about why the Bills traded him, they're magnificent. They really are. So we'll let Brandon Bean sort of explain himself. Not really, but sort of. Plus, Steph himself takes to Insta, because it's cooler, to say his goodbye to Buffalo. So that's where we drop in. And also, your next Final Four category, I guess, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs would have been the answer. Might have been in a lot of Final Fours on this edition of the show, but that's no longer the case. Don't! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Burning drive for sure. 3:40 left. Allen in the shotgun. Shakir in motion right to left. Takes the snap, looking left. Now back to the right. Into the end zone to Diggs for the touchdown. It's a 17-yard touchdown reception. Can you dig it?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Bills Radio, that's no longer a thing. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs. It was successful over the last 4 years. For the most part, I know tailed off at the end of the 23 season, but for the most part, it was largely consistent. And the big bombs downfield by Josh Allen very often went to the reliable Stephon Diggs. The call there on Bills Radio. I will be in Buffalo in about a week and a half. Not that Stephon Diggs would have been there, but now he's definitely not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 30-year-old Stephon is now a member of the Houston Texans. After 4 years with the Bills, and Bills Mafia watched him pull in 37 touchdown passes, touchdown receptions. He never failed to have more than 1,100 yards. In fact, the season in which he was least productive, and I'm using my air quotations, this past one, with only 1,183 yards. He never played fewer than 16 games in any of the seasons that he was with the Bills. So why? Why would they trade him? It's amazing how the Bills media, as well as some of those who are with the Bills, if you all know Eric Wood, who's a former Bills offensive lineman, I saw him tweeting not that long ago about the Bills would not trade Stephon Diggs, da-da-da. Our friend Sal Capaccio apparently is down under. I think he's in Australia or New Zealand, and he saw the news, his phone's blowing up, and he actually admits that he was surprised by this move. So why trade Stephon Diggs? That is the question everyone wants answered. And how much did Josh Allen know about it? Also interesting questions posed to the general manager, Brandon Bean, on Wednesday. But I'd love to hear from you, Bills fans, Texans fans. We'll get the Houston perspective in the final hour of the show with NFL veteran Seth Payne, who will join us before his morning gig on Sports Radio 610. But you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. And pretty soon we'll give you our final four category for this edition of the show. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, you can see all the ice cream flavors retweeted from the last 24 hours, as well as weigh in with Stephon Diggs. I'm really curious as to your reaction, but also the conspiracy theories about why the Bills were okay with letting him go. They get a 2025 second round pick. So not this year for the second round. A 25 fifth round pick. And then this season, or this spring, actually this month, a sixth rounder. They do get three picks for him. One of those came via the Minnesota Vikings. So it wasn't even originally the Texans pick. They made a move to get it. And they tried to trade for Keenan Allen, if you remember. And that didn't work out. I don't know. Would you rather have Keenan Allen or Stephon Diggs? I'm going Diggs every time. If in large part because he's durable. He stays on the field. And so what about it, Brandon Mean? Why trade one of the top wide receivers in the NFL?
These moves are never easy. Very hard. Not made overnight, anything like that. But anytime you make a move like this, as I said, very difficult. You're doing it. You're trying to win. And sometimes people may not see that this is by no means the Bills giving up or trying to take a step back or anything like that. Everything we do, we're trying to win. And we're going to continue to do that. It's, you know, it's April the 3rd or 4th, whatever it is. And we'll continue to work on this roster and make sure we're ready to play come September.
He sounds like me, April 3rd or 4th or whatever it is. April 3rd, as a matter of fact, as Brandon Bean meets the media and his microphone is overmodulated. I'm probably the only one that bothers. He doesn't answer the question. Did you notice? Nah. Only that this was an extremely tough decision. These decisions always are. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying that isn't true, only that's not what people want to know. People want to know why. Why would you trade away Stephon Diggs? He was a Pro Bowler every year he was with the Bills. Not to mention, he never had fewer than 1,100 yards. He and Josh Allen had a great rapport. He was very often on the receiving end of the aggressive passes, of the deep throws downfield with that Josh Allen cannon arm. So if you're not going to tell us why, could it be that he requested a trade?
I would like to leave it that, you know, we've always had good discussions. Adisa Bakari is his agent, very good relationship with Adisa, known him for a number of years, very good agent. And he and I have always had a great relationship of dialogue about everything. And so, and that's continued every year that Steph's been here. And, you know, I'm sure it'll continue as long as we have any players that he represents here going forward. That's probably the best way I would like to leave it.
In other words, not going to answer that question either. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of a couple of different scenarios. One, I don't know why Diggs would ask out unless he's tired of being the object of the conspiracy theories and the criticism. It does seem like a lot of the Bills' issues or the Bills' mafia frustration ended up on his shoulders. Fair or unfair, I'm not telling you that's correct or that it's fair. And as we know, he's emotional, like many wide receivers in the NFL. It comes with the position. It really does. I don't think he was a diva. I just think these guys want the ball, and they know what they can do. And especially in today's NFL, have you ever considered in today's NFL that it's not just about quarterbacks who have megawatt star power? And they do, certainly, and Josh Allen does. But in the most recent decade, maybe 15 years of football at the pro level, it's become more and more about the passing game. It's become more and more about gaudy numbers. 1,000-yard season isn't even that impressive anymore among wide receivers. More and more you're seeing studs coming out of college. You're seeing wide receivers get paid. They aren't just nice complimentary pieces. No, you're one wide receivers, you're top wide receivers in the game. They're all stars on their own and could easily change the balance of power by moving from one team to another. It's part of today's NFL that wide receivers are not complimentary pieces anymore. Now they are game changers in their own rights. And there's a certain swag that comes with that. And so the top wide receivers, I don't have any issues with them being emotional. I don't recall that anyone ever accused Stephon Diggs of not being a good teammate, though you will, of course, hear about the emotional outburst. We know that there have been questions about whether or not he's happy, whether the Bills are happy with him, if there was some issue between him and Josh Allen. A lot of that's been swirling around, but honestly, that's no different than a lot of wide receiver quarterback relationships. They can be really combustible. You've got two alpha males, again, with wide receiver one, with QB one. It's not all top wide receivers, but it's most of your number one, your stud, your superstar wide receivers. A lot of these guys, same type of alpha male, megawatt attraction, and also the confidence in their abilities. They want to win. And I think there's also a part of it, too, that as a receiver, if you don't get the ball, you can do a whole lot of nothing. There are other positions, not that you can't throw a block here or there, and you can be a decoy, but you're generally matched up with the best cornerback on the other team, so you get these battles between two pretty intense personalities, right? So that puts you on edge. There's obviously a lot of hand-to-hand combat as well as the physical nature of that position where you're getting run into and getting tackled a ton, maybe a little bit extra sauce to it. Oh, haha, Sauce Gardner, I didn't even mean that. But you're emotionally supercharged the entire time anyway. You know you can impact the game, and yet you're only as good for the most part. For 90% of what you do, you're only effective if you get the ball. And so it's got to be tough as someone who's confident, knows you can be a game changer, you've got skills. I mean, we're talking Justin Jefferson's, Tyreek Hill's, obviously Stephon Diggs. And that's just a few of them. I'm not telling you that's an exhaustive list. There are some really impressive wide receivers. Again, the position is growing. It's expanding. You've got more and more guys coming out of college that are groomed from the beginning to be stars. And yeah, you still have to wait for the quarterback to throw you the ball. And a lot of times, if you're matched up with a really good DB, you don't get the ball as much as you want. I can understand the combustible nature of the whole thing. So good for Stephon Diggs that he has a chance to join the Texans because they are on the move. They're not giving up their real estate in the AFC South now that they've got it. Man, I bet Jacksonville is losing sleep at night. So really quickly, before we take our break, and then we'll get to some calls, 855-212-4227. Brandon Bean, did Josh Allen know about the trade before you pulled the trigger?
I have not talked to him since the move. No, he probably was on the West Coast, so it probably woke up to, you know, whenever that move went down, he might have been asleep. But I'll circle back with him. But you know, Josh and I have a pretty regular conversation on things. I think it's important for me to make sure if I think something could happen to make sure he's not blindsided. And so I would, you know, without going into the discussion with Josh when the last time we spoke was, I did alert him that, you know, there had been some inquiries and it wasn't 100% off the table.
Could it be as simple as the Bills liked what they were getting in return? Could it be as simple as with all of the cuts they've made this offseason to try to trim salary? Now, they still have a salary cap hit. By the way, it didn't jump that much. I think it was going to be $28 million. Now it's $31 million, though a lot of people are pointing to it. But either way, it was a significant chunk of your cap. But could it be as simple as they need to find quality young talent in this draft? A, because they're already dealing with salary cap issues, and B, because they have lost some incredible veterans. And as much as Brandon Bean will tell you, the Bills know what they're doing. You'll hear him. Fact is, you can't lose this many veterans all at once and not feel it in your locker room, with your quarterback, on the field. I know it's only April. They've got time. But with the number of guys that they've allowed to walk, or now in this case traded away, they need high draft picks to try to fill in those holes. And so to move up and get a 2025 second round pick, now that's in 25, to get a sixth round pick this year, maybe a fifth round pick in 25. These are picks that they could potentially package and move up again. You don't know what they're working on, but we do know they've lost, gosh, what is it, a half dozen well-known veterans off that roster, accomplished, successful members of the Bills roster that they've had to say goodbye to, Stephon Diggs being the latest. So what is your reaction? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page too, we'll put up a post, Bills Mafia. We're mostly talking to you as well as the Texans fan base. Oh, but Cam Hayward actually answered the question as well. He was a guest on the Rich Eisen show. It's kind of funny to hear him, I guess, in the moment responding to the trade. But when Brandon Bean says that Josh Allen probably woke up and saw the news, oh, yeah, I woke up and saw the news too. I bet his reaction was a little more volatile than mine. You think a choice word or two? Maybe?
Maybe one or two.
I'll bet he wasn't throwing a party.
I don't think he was celebrating.
No. On this edition of the show, we've got another Final Four category and hint. The answer could have been Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, but it won't be moving forward. Here's our latest sports update.
Mind the gap.
Oh, dear. The London fans are going to be ticked.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
He's a competitor. He's a fiery competitor. I'm tired of hearing all this nonsense from people because there's a lot of guys in the league that have that same fire that don't get talked about, but you know, he's a lot of our juice on the sideline, you know, making sure that the offense is staying up and as energized as possible, and we feed off of that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I can imagine it was a bit of a volatile reaction, at least initially, when Josh Allen found out about the Stephon Diggs trade. There's no way he's happy about it, even if it was a relationship that challenged him and that was in the spotlight a ton. You don't lose a receiver the quality of Diggs and think, yay, it's a great day. And to find out about it by waking up and I'm sure having his phone completely blown to smithereens. No one says smithereens anymore. That had to be a jar to him. It was to me. I just turn on my Twitter like I normally do when I wake up to see what's going on. And, you know, the NFL always drops the bombshells. It doesn't matter. Doesn't seem to matter what month it is. Who cares if it's April? The NFL's all in. Plus, it's the start of off-season programs and workouts, so I guess the timing is perfect. We're a couple weeks away from the NFL draft. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, I'd love to hear about your reaction, maybe initially, or if you're a Bills and Texans fan, how do you feel about the fact that Diggs is moved from one AFC team to another, one division winner to another, east to south, baby. I mean, the Bills still have Josh Allen, and he raises the bar and raises the level of guys around him. Obviously, he's been a perennial MVP candidate. But they have run into a glass ceiling multiple times. They've been unable to capitalize with these veterans, with the Pro Bowlers, with some of the leaders they've had on their roster, and not with Allen and Diggs. They came close. 13 seconds, right? They came that close to at least getting to the Super Bowl. All right, here we go. Let's see. Joe is in Western New York. Welcome to After Hours, Joe. What do you think?
Amy, I'm not surprised. I'm really a Vikings fan, so I've been through this with Diggs, with Minnesota. His production was tailing off last year.
So you put that on him, not on the quarterback or the offense?
I think you could tell physically he was just sort of wearing down the second half of the season. We have to remember the Bills have to remain focused on really primarily trying to beat the Chiefs. And that position has to be a threat on the field. And you could also see, I think, a little bit that Josh Allen was starting to not look so much to Steph as he had started to also not look so much to Gabe Davis. And I think the Bills came to the conclusion that they basically had to start over at those two positions. So I'm very excited for them for the draft.
Okay.
I think they're going to be able to get the one.
The one?
Don't forget the one.
Which one is that?
The number one receiver.
Okay.
Or the X position. Don't forget they got Curtis Samuel. So that helps.
Okay, he's not a one.
No, he's not. So they need to get the one in the draft, that's for sure, or a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who knows? Yes, I know Steph went to Houston, but what did Houston get? What kind of player did they get? So I just think in general the brain trust of the Bills saw this player, his production falling off, and made a decision it was time to move on because they were probably going to move on from him next year anyway. So,
Well, I don't think the Bills are better without him. I don't think the Bills are better without Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen together. And as much as you can say, hey, his production dropped at the end of the year, well, he can't catch a ball if it's not coming to him, number one. And I know he had a couple of drops, but also it's hard and I think dangerous to judge a player who's been really consistent for the better part of 4 years on a handful of games and assume, well, that's the end. Because he's only 30 years old, there'd be no reason for him to tail off. Maybe he was dealing with an injury, maybe this, maybe that. Either way, he had 1,100 yards last year, nearly 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns, and you're telling me he tailed off. So if that's the case, he's still better than the majority of wide receivers out there.
Well, I would also say that the Bills still have some very good receivers. They got Dalton Kincaid. They got Shakir's looking really good. James Cook in the backfield. So, I mean, they're still pretty loaded as far as I can see.
All right.
And they can get a really good player in the first round, and I think they're still going to have a really great year, so I'm just not that worried about it.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you're not a freaking out member of Bills Mafia.
No, I'm not.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much for listening.
You're welcome. Bye now.
According to our crack research team, producer Jay, Stephon Diggs had more targets last season than he did in 22. Yeah, I don't think you can say definitively that Stephon's production is tailing off. I get it. He wasn't as involved in the offense toward the end of last season, and maybe that has to do or had a lot to do with why they didn't achieve their goals. Why they, now they were winning toward the end of last year, and they were able to capture that AFC East title in the final game of the season. Miami was dealing with a ton of injuries itself. But to say definitively, without a doubt, Stephon Diggs is not the same player anymore because look at what happened at the end of last year. He still had nearly 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns. Goodness. And maybe you don't think he's worth the headache, and maybe you don't think that he's mature enough. But I don't think they're a better team without him. And as much as I appreciate Joe pointing to some of the other guys in their roster, and I know Josh Allen can raise the level of play of everyone around him, they are missing a wide receiver one. They're missing a guy who can stretch the field. They're missing a guy who gives the defensive coordinator for opposing teams major fits every week. They're missing that dude. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.